people at 772-678-7722.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and I strongly recommend that you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, kind of catch up with us, especially if you don't really understand what church is for. And really, and let me just say this, as we go along, I'm going to teach you from the Word how to get the most out of church, okay? Because you should be receiving. This is one of the reasons that the local church is so important. And we're going to go along with this. But you can go to KurtOwen.com. And then Friday, we're going to announce a free gift that we're going to be giving away to all of those that contact us. And so anyway, we'll talk about that as we go along. Let's go back to our scripture now. It says, "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you." We're in 1 Timothy 3:14. "These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." Now, again, let's kind of go. Years ago, most people thought that the building was hollow. It's got to be hollow if you want to attend, I guess. But hollow, like it was special, like it was the building was somehow, I don't know, almost magical being there. And so they would be act right at the building and then go live whatever way they want to. So God began to bring forth the revelation that we are the church, you know, began to point out scriptures through various ministers, that we ourselves, members of the body of Christ, we are the church. We are the temple of the living God. So it mattered not just how you lived at the building, but it lived how you lived outside the building. Well, then people headed to another ditch. In fact, I thank God for the revelation that we are the church, because, you know, I remember one of my spiritual parents one time, made this statement. They said, "Isn't it good to be in church?" And then I heard them mutter under their breath, "It's great to be the church." And that's true, okay? But see, some people have taken that revelation so far that I don't have to go to the building. The building is completely unimportant. That's just organized religion. And by the way, I hear people say, "Well, God and I have this deal." No, you don't. You do not have that deal. Because there is a way, you got to remember something about the Lord. He's perfect, okay? And He lays out His ways in His Word. So God will not make a deal with you contrary to His Word or apart from His Word because of the fact that if He were to depart from His Word, He would depart from perfection, okay? So when you say, "Well, I've made a deal with God," here's another one that I hear. "Well, I have my own personal relationship with God." That is awesome. We all should. But if your personal relationship with God violates His Word, you're not in relationship. You might be saved. You might be His child, but you don't love Him. People say, "How dare you say that?" I didn't. Jesus said, unless you do what He says, that you do not love Him. He said it when He was on the earth, and then John repeated the same things. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not just what, you know, the Big Ten, right? But there's loads of people out there who say, "Well, I don't need to go to church." Well, I'm going to prove to you scripturally you are lying to yourself, or you let the devil lie to you because it was more convenient to sleep in on Sunday. And so we'll talk about this as we go. But I want to kind of share with you how I got here, okay? We're understanding the importance of the local church, okay? Let's go back to where I first got started, okay? So I got saved back in 1989, January of 1989. Don't know what day. I'm grateful for all the people who didn't know what day they got saved, but I didn't. And the reason that I didn't know is because I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know how good God was and what all He had provided. So I just don't remember the day. If I had known what I was getting into, I'd remember the day. I just didn't. Okay. So anyway, so I got saved listening to a minister on television. All right. This minister is still on television today, has a worldwide ministry. So after I get saved listening to this minister on television, and shortly thereafter, I think that I got saved in January, got healed in August, I believe. I began to go to this couple's meetings that I watched on television. Okay. Now, keep in mind that I had gone to a Christian college my first 2 years of college, I guess. And now I was not saved, was not a Christian, and not a single person at that college ever witnessed to me at all, okay? And so I'm very grateful, and I honor the man and woman that sacrificed and did what they needed to do to get me saved, okay? So this is what happens. I started going to their meetings, okay? And then I found out that you could volunteer, that you could be a part, and you know, you need to be serving in the kingdom of God, not just serving yourself. But this is what happens. So I go there, and I ended up becoming an usher and kind of with a slash of security to start off with, okay? And because when I say kind of a slash, because they didn't know really my background or anything like that. That came a little bit later. But I start showing up. I start volunteering to the meetings, okay? So because I own my own company, I was able to set up my schedule around their meetings, okay? And they had several three-day meetings and then 2 week-long meetings a year. I didn't go to one of the week-long meetings, but one I was faithful to attend, okay? Now, in one of those week-long meetings, it was the equivalent to 6 months' worth of church if you went 2 services a week. And so even within myself, I began to think, well, you know, I go to church. I mean, I just get it all done at one time, basically, okay? So I'm serving at this ministry, and I begin to get promoted pretty quick, even though I'm a volunteer. And I happen to believe that if you're volunteering, you should work harder than the people that are getting paid because you're doing it as a seed. It's not that I believe it. It lines up with the Word, and we'll talk about that later. But so anyway, I begin to start giving of my time, effort, and energy. I'm paying to go to the meetings, and then I'm working the meetings. Well, it didn't take me too long to realize that there's a group of people that have been attending these meetings longer than I have, been watching this couple on television longer than I have, and they are weak, and the Word doesn't seem to be working for them, and some of them were just flat weird, okay? Now, here's the thing. I know there's weird people in every church, okay? I know that I can be weird at times, okay? So but I didn't want to be as weird as they were. I mean, they were fruits, nuts, and flakes. They were like granola Christians, right? And I didn't want to end up there. And I also did not want to spend years sitting and listening to the Word and it not doing anything for me. Now, as soon as I start realizing this, I start asking the question, so why isn't it working? Why are these people have the same problems year after year? Why is it that they're not progressing? Why is it that they're not growing? And so I began because and now to be clear, I've literally talked to tens of thousands of people because their meetings were on the low side, maybe 5. High. I remember the highest meeting was 36,000. And so I talked to a lot of people. And without the people knowing, I began to interview them. Because I wanted to know, it's pretty simple. I want to know if you're weird and you're losing, I want to know what you're doing so that I don't do that. I liken it unto like even football teams or basketball, or boxing, right? You watch films of other teams. You watch the people who beat the people you're trying to beat, and you watch people who lost with the people that you're trying to beat. Why? Well, because if they lost to your opponent, you don't want to do what they did. And if they beat your opponent, you want to do what they did. Make sense? And since I had kind of a fighting background and stuff, that was kind of where I was at. And so as I began to talk to these people over and over, there was one common denominator. Well, there was a couple, honestly. But one of the biggest ones, the one, ultimately, they weren't doing what they were hearing. Okay, and that was huge. But then there was a second, and it was that they didn't attend a local church. They didn't think church was important. And so they would say stuff. And listen, I had family members that thought this exact same way. And I had some weird family members. And I had some family members that did not walk in the success that God created for them. Now, as I start talking to them, they'd say stuff like this. Well, this is my church. The minister, Brother So-and-so, is my pastor. Yeah, but he wasn't a pastor. He was a prophet. So he's not a pastor. And this ain't a church. This is a building. Now, I had the exact same thought, but now I'm hearing these people say this, and I thought, wow, I don't want to end up like this. And so these people, the other thing they'd say, well, sometimes I go to church here, and sometimes I go to church here. Other people say, well, there's not a good church in my city. Well, then you need to either move to another city or drive to another city, because as we're going to go through this, this local church stuff is important. But when I began to hear all that these people did not value church, they weren't in a good church, they did not make church a priority, I started wondering, I wonder if this could be it. Or to put it another way, if these people aren't grounded, if like they have a foundation, or if these people aren't standing up and steady, could it be they don't have a pillar? Now, I did not know this verse was in the scripture, but as I began to find out, and so I began on a search. How do I keep from being weird? How do I keep from constantly be up and down? And as we're going to find out, that Jesus' solution to this was the local church and having a pastor. We'll talk more about this next. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen, victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please Him, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian life. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated.